Around the third year of my friendship with Cecilia Stain, there was another woman that was introduced into her group by Mirinda. I was not there for the initial introduction, nor was I ever there when this woman visited Cecilia. But as far as I know, the visits were almost every weekend or every second weekend, where this woman would visit Cecilia at her flat, along with Mirinda and several other members of Cecilia's group. And from what was portrayed to me by Cecilia for what would happen on these weekends is basically just a fun time. Just a group of friends gathering to talk, to laugh, to socialize. Nothing more than that. I must admit that I was confused at many points that every single member of Cecilia's group was invited to these weekend social gatherings, including this new woman, but Cecilia would never invite me, and when I would ask if I could also come over, the answer was no. I was very much kept isolated from the rest of the group, and there was always endless, seemingly endless reasons that were given for why I would need to basically stay home or stay away. And most of the time, or basically all the time, it was the reasons would boil down to Cecilia needed to astral to my place. Her little DID parts would need to astral to my place. And as long as I was away from Cecilia's physical body, that meant her astral DID parts would be safe because they were with me and they were not in danger. That was pretty much the sole reasoning, or the main reasoning, for why I was kept away from even social gatherings. There were several incidences or scenarios that I had heard of that happened during these social gatherings on these weekends, but I cannot talk about them just yet. But not too long into this woman being introduced into Cecilia's group, there was a very strong friendship that was very obviously forming between Cecilia and this woman. It was very quick, and Cecilia was exceptionally very fond of this woman. And whenever I would ask Cecilia why she would endlessly talk about this woman, it would be I would be given reasons such as this woman had lots of tattoos, or she had lots of interesting life stories. It was simple explanations. Basically, harmless explanations. And I honestly didn't think anything more about it after that. But it was only a matter of a few months into this woman having been introduced into Cecilia's group where this woman apparently voiced her need to Cecilia about needing help with her line of work. She needed to create more money, basically, for the job that she did. She needed help because she wasn't making enough money. She needed someone to assist her. So Cecilia suggested to her that I would be the one that would help this woman, and this woman would give me a certain percentage of the income of the sales that I would assist in. And obviously, like everything else, when it came to finances, whatever money was made was given to Cecilia for basically any and every reason that Cecilia came up with when it came to her life being at risk, for the countless, seemingly endless, life and death scenarios. So as far as my own opinion goes, Cecilia saw this as another avenue in which I would generate more money in order to give to Cecilia. I don't know that if there was any genuine thought or aspect on Cecilia's side in genuinely wanting to help this woman. There is an argument in my head that would say yes and no. Because for one, Cecilia, there was nothing genuine about her. But this friendship was rather strange between the two of them. So there was basically a lot of questions that would run through my mind and still ran through my mind all these years later. So after this initial discussion between this woman and Cecilia about needing help, the following time when it was my turn to look after Cecilia, she basically informed me that I was going to now help this woman with regards to generating more income for her line of work. And the reasoning I was given at that time point was it would help me financially because at that point Cecilia had drained me of every cent that I had. So I would need to try get more money in any way I could because I needed to look after myself. But little did I realize that any money that I had made, even through helping this woman, would still ultimately end up going to Cecilia anyway. But now, after being told about this need for help or the assistance that I should or would be giving to this woman, I was not introduced to her formally or physically, should I say. I was introduced to her over the phone. And for about a year's time period, I had only known this woman over the phone, through text messages and through phone calls and through emails. We got along quite well. We managed to grow the business in certain aspects, but it was also not quite my line of speciality or an industry that I was not really knowledgeable in, for that matter, but I did try. But during this time period, this approximate year time period of speaking to this woman through electronic means, we got to know each other on a friendly basis. We established somewhat of a friendship, basically. We talked about a lot of random other things that were, well, not work related anyway. But every time I had spoken to Cecilia, whenever she would basically do follow-ups on how things were going work-wise between me and this woman, I'd only related work-related topics. I had never discussed anything that would indicate that this woman and I were forming a friendship. Because at that point, I had begun to realize that anyone that was seen as a friend or a potential friend in my life, Cecilia would ultimately eliminate. So I would not dare say anything more than that, because I needed someone else outside of Cecilia's circle, outside of Cecilia's drama, in order to cope, because Cecilia and everything revolving around her was too much. So an outsider, even though she was related to Cecilia's group, was still basically like a breath of fresh air because we could talk about anything else, not the occult, not Cecilia's life and death scenarios, no nonsense drama, no lies, nothing of that sort. We could talk about normal, everyday life things. Then there came a very interesting, unexpected twist on Cecilia's part. This woman had been in the area where Cecilia stayed. She had gone to see one of her clients. And it was on the day that I was supposed to look after Cecilia. This woman had decided to unexpectedly drop by. She decided to go visit Cecilia for a few hours just to catch up, just as friends. And at that time point, when this woman was at Cecilia's flat, I casually walked in, not knowing that I was going to encounter this woman for the first time, at least physically, should I say. And from the look on Cecilia's face, this was completely unplanned and not something she would have wanted. Because after the initial introduction, after walking into Cecilia's flat, that this was the woman I'd been speaking to for about a year's time frame now. We basically related to each other on a friendship level. We got along very well. And I cannot even begin to express or describe the disgusted look on Cecilia's face, the paranoia that was so clearly evident in Cecilia's eyes. This whole scenario, or this apparent friendship between this woman and I, took Cecilia by complete surprise. As far as Cecilia knew, I was in complete isolation. I had no friends. I had no one except Cecilia. So me having a friend, and at that time point, I did not really know that much about this woman. Being friends with this woman was potentially not something Cecilia wanted. In fact, it honestly wasn't something Cecilia wanted. But like all scenarios, and like all things with Cecilia, she takes everything and spins it around for her benefit. So aside from her paranoia and her disgust that I actually had a friend outside of Cecilia herself, Cecilia decided to monitor this friendship as much as she could and then try use it to try and maintain more control over me. Because obviously by this point, Cecilia realized that Cecilia wasn't the center of my world. There were other people in my life, as far as she was suspecting anyway by now, and it made her paranoid. So now she had an outsider, or rather someone other than Cecilia herself, that could keep watch over me. So from the few weeks that panned out shortly after that initial introduction with this woman, there were basically many conversations had between Cecilia and this woman when I wasn't present. And when I was present with Cecilia, and only Cecilia, Cecilia would then interrogate me endlessly as to what I would tell this woman or what I had told this woman. But what I would relate to Cecilia was extremely limiting. But I think, in all honesty, Cecilia knew that I was withholding information from her. I was withholding what I had shared, basically, with this woman. Or what I would potentially share with this woman, with anything regards to Cecilia. So Cecilia began to spend a lot of time and spin a lot of lies, warning me about this woman, to not tell her certain things, to not let her in on whatever Cecilia told me. I had to basically still maintain this friendship, but I had to also isolate myself from this woman at the same time. It was becoming quite complex. But unfortunately, by this time point with Cecilia, I was already starting to suspect that there was lies. I was starting to suspect that things were not as they seemed. And I had already started opening up to this woman about the concerns, about the confusion. But I had never told this woman that Cecilia told me that I should not open up to her. I never told this woman that Cecilia told me that I should withhold information. It was very complicated. It was actually just really confusing and a mess, to be honest, in trying to have a friend outside of Cecilia's drama, yet at the same time withholding information that was actually lies. Then there came time periods where this woman would invite me to spend the weekend with her and her kids. Just social weekends, just to get away, just to have a break away from home drama, because I still lived with my parents at that point. And at that point, I desperately needed peace of mind. All that revolved around me and all that was spinning in my world was Cecilia drama and home drama. I had no peace. I had no escape. So this woman offered for me to spend weekends by her, just for peace of mind, just to relax, just to have some fun, just to have somewhat of a normal life. And I think, if I recall correctly, I had spent a total of 3 weekends at this woman's house with her kids. And in each of these weekends, almost from the very time point when I would arrive up until I would leave, I would receive threatening text messages from Cecilia's father, from supposed people in the occult, confusing messages from Cecilia herself. The amount of text messages I would receive just on the weekends that I had spent with this woman were far more than when I would be home when I was with my family. It was rather strange. It was as if things would escalate to a dramatic point just purely because I was at this woman's house. And at that time point, I had no idea why. But also, in these text messages, Cecilia was starting to slip up. I think the paranoia was getting the better of her, because even though all these fake people had different numbers, Cecilia would start sending messages using the wrong phone number allocated to a specific person. So, for example, when Cecilia needed to send me a threatening message from her father, it would come from Anya's phone number. And then I would get confused. I'd ask Cecilia what's going on, and she would quickly reason it away, saying that her father had stolen Anya's phone. But there were several other incidences similar to this, where it was other fake people, but with the wrong phone number. And my confusion, in all honesty, just escalated dramatically. I was a mess. I was so confused. When I was at home, the text messages were daily, but they were not confusing. They were threatening, but they were not. They were vastly different as to when I would visit this woman. The paranoia, I think, in Cecilia made her slip up faster and far more. And as if that wasn't bad enough to add to my confusion, she started sending me text messages herself, telling me lies about this woman. Lies that would send me into a complete spin. I mean, in one scenario, I remember going to the bathroom, just sitting there, rocking myself back and forth because I did not know what on earth to believe. I did not know who was telling the truth. At that time point, I had already started questioning Cecilia, and I was still only getting to know this woman. But the information that I was given was critical information, so I needed to know the truth. But what was the truth? So basically, once I had started visiting with this woman, the questions and the confusion escalated within myself so much faster, and dramatically so, unbelievably so. But even with all of this going on inside of me, I did not let Cecilia know. She might have seen that there was some sort of confusion or questions in my eyes whenever I visited her, even though I tried to hide it, because I knew she knew how to break someone, and she was never short of threats or playing ignorant and innocent and dumb, basically. And I basically began withholding information from Cecilia and this woman herself, because I didn't know who to believe anymore, and I was feeling even more isolated than I did throughout all of this. So basically, my mindset by this time point was complete chaos. It was complete confusion. It was a disaster. It was a mess. You could not make sense of anything. I was paranoid. I was scared. I was lost. And then to top it off, in the times that I would go home, even though it was a break from Cecilia's nonsense, being present in her pretend scenarios from the occult, and being bombarded even more so with text messages and confusion, things that were going on at home were chaotic within itself. I was extremely restless. I honestly just wanted to run away from everything and everyone. But like I had said before, I had no money in order to escape. For quite a while, for a number of months actually, I searched endlessly to find a place to rent, just to escape to a place of my own, just to escape to a place of sanity, of solitude, just to pull myself to myself, to gain some sense of something that was going on in my life. But whenever Cecilia knew that I was looking for a place to live, she made life more dramatic for me. She made the financial strain even more. She made it worse. The demands were even higher. The excuses were even more dramatic. I was completely stuck, and I was completely desperate to escape. And I just didn't know where to escape to, because no matter where I went to, it was bad. The scenarios, the places, it was going to be bad either way. And then after several weeks or several months of trying to find a place to move to, even with knowing that I had no money in order to do this, Cecilia had apparently had a discussion with this woman about me potentially moving in with this woman. Honestly, with Cecilia discussing this, with her discussing me moving in with this woman, it didn't make complete sense to me, because Cecilia warned me about this woman. She told me lies about this woman. She was more paranoid when I was with this woman. But yet she spoke to this woman about me moving in with her. That to me, still to this day, doesn't make any sense. But that's what happened. I had no intention of the thought had never even crossed my mind in asking to live with this woman. I was just trying to find a place of my own. But after this initial discussion Cecilia had with this woman, the following time that I saw Cecilia, she brought up this discussion. She told me basically what they had discussed, and that this woman happily agreed to me living with her. I was honestly surprised, because, well, for one, my living arrangements were arranged without my consent or my knowing or any input, actually. And surprised because, well, it was not something I really wanted. But by that time point, it seemed like it would be my only escape, at least in some way or other, because home life was getting really bad. And I just, literally living with this woman was the closest to a sanity that I could get by that time point. And I must just add that even up until this time point, taking into account all the lies that Cecilia had fed me about this woman, all the warnings that she had given me about this woman, Cecilia still maintained a solid friendship with this woman. So that is confusing. But as far as my mind can grasp, with me moving in with this woman was another way for Cecilia to maintain a constant watch over me, because this woman and Cecilia were constantly talking to each other. They were friends. Whereas if I lived on my own, or if I lived with my parents, Cecilia had no clue as to my comings and goings. But if she had someone there watching me, then she could know what was going on at all times. So basically, as a desperate ultimate resort, I agreed to moving in with this woman, I'd packed my things within a week and I moved in. I don't honestly think I've packed my things as fast as I had ever done in any time period for moving. I was just that desperate. I needed to run. I needed to escape. I needed sanity, even if it wasn't a complete sanity. I guess I just needed something that was less dramatic than anything else that I was going through or encountering wherever I was. Now, this is where another twist comes in. Cecilia had arranged, from her part, for me to move in with this woman. I do not know what was discussed, or what else was discussed, rather, between the two of them, before me moving in. But I recall moving in on a Friday. But the following day, on the Saturday, my world came crashing down. Basically taking into account my indescribable, unbearable state of confusion and chaos by that time point. On that Saturday, this woman began telling me the truth of certain lies that Cecilia had told me. The things that she had told me were confirmations to things I started suspecting, but these were still minor. It was about Cecilia's health. It was about her financial shortage. It had in no way anything to do with murders or crimes. It solely was based around Cecilia's health, finances, and even her DID parts. That her DID parts did not even exist. My mind at that time point, I can't even begin to explain. And I don't like to admit this, but I am very honest and transparent, so I will. I started feeling very suicidal. I felt like I was losing my mind. This supposed best friend that I had known for almost 4 years, who appeared saint-like, Mother Teresa-like, appeared as if she could do no harm, had led this complete, indescribable, long list of lies to fool me and others, and endless lists of betrayals, yet still waging a war inside my own mind, wanting to believe that Cecilia could not have or would not have done this to me, because in my own mindset, why would someone, you know, betray someone else, especially to such extremes and for such extensive time periods? I mean, it was just beyond me. The entire friendship that I had ever known was a complete lie. This war was chaotic in my mind more so than before. I received confirmations to my suspicions, but the confirmations basically made my mind far more chaotic. I was scared. I was scared of everyone. I was scared of my own shadow. Because if someone could portray themselves in such an extremely innocent way, and at that time point, I only knew honestly about, or I was only told about, Cecilia's health being a lie, the DID parts being a lie, and the financial problems being a lie. That was enough for me to already start questioning so many other things. My mind had not even dared to fathom anything occult related, or especially anything murder related or crime related. Honestly, I just recall my mind going into this indescribable darkness where I could not tell left between right, up or down. I did not know what was what anymore. I started to question absolutely everybody in my life. And that included the woman that I just, whose house I just moved into. Was she telling me the truth? I mean, I had barely gotten to know her, so was she lying to me? I was at complete war, and this woman saw that. I did not have to voice it to her, so she simply said to me that I did not have to take her word for it, because it's easy just to say something. So I should rather just test Cecilia for myself, and then I will see the truth. And with that one statement, it was a very valid statement, because then I would not have to rely on someone else's opinion or someone else's statements. It would be things that I would see and discover for myself, where I would see Cecilia either succeed or fail, whether I would see she was telling the truth or lying all along. So over that weekend, I began panning out three different scenarios that were very typical scenarios when I had lived at home with my parents. Three seemingly nothing scenarios where I honestly and genuinely thought Cecilia was... I honestly thought I was going to be proved wrong. But Cecilia was proved wrong. And it was in simple things such as... I mean, when I had lived at home with my parents, I always had teddy bears because Cecilia's little ones loved teddy bears, so there was toys. So when I had moved to this woman's house, I had packed everything of mine. But at that time point, I hadn't unpacked everything. So I sent a message to Cecilia asking if her little ones like the way I displayed the teddy bears on the bed, to which she then replied that they absolutely loved it. They loved the way that I'd put them out there, it was just perfect, and so on. Yet the teddy bears were still in a box. There was absolutely nothing on my bed. And then I began a second scenario where this woman and I had just gotten back to, or arrived back at this woman's house after going to the shops to get some groceries. And this woman made a suggestion to me, saying that I should tell Cecilia that on the side of the house was occult symbols and messages written in blood. And I wanted advice on how we could remove the blood, because it was all over the side of the wall. Now, that sounded simple, and it was definitely not an uncommon scenario when it came to Cecilia. And Cecilia replied that, well, for once, she gave the wrong instructions on how to remove blood, but she confirmed that she had astraled and she had seen the symbols, she had seen the words. And then she further added that it was no one in the occult that she knew of that had done it. But there was nothing on the wall. There was absolutely nothing there. At this point, I don't honestly recall what my third test to her was, but I know Cecilia horribly failed at that one too. And after each failed test, my world just came crumbling down further and further around me. So much so to the point that the woman that I was living with forced me to lie on the couch in the TV room, because all I wanted to do was to sleep, to escape reality. But she would not leave me alone in my room, just in case I would do something stupid, because she could see that my mindset was very unstable. So I was only permitted to lie on the couch, whether I'd watch TV or fall asleep. I was not allowed out of her sight because I was exceptionally unstable. I was extremely vulnerable. I was beyond broken. There's so many words I could use, but I don't honestly think I could describe exactly how I felt. My world had just crashed. Everything that I was led to believe was not true. Everything in my life became a big question mark. I did not know if I could trust anyone ever again, especially since Cecilia's disguise was so brilliantly done, so innocently portrayed, yet so devastatingly to the opposite extreme, being the truth. It felt like I had not just lost a best friend, but that I had lost my sanity. I felt like I was losing my mind. Everything was just chaos. Nothing made sense in my mind at all. Yet, I will add that even through this extreme chaos and turmoil that I was going through, I was still hectically panicking because I had left Cecilia about a month or two before October, before Halloween. And Halloween was always the most critical day for when Cecilia would supposedly be killed or have died. So I was panicking because I was no longer there to give her money, to help her get through any health problems or supposed attacks or anything of the sort. I was honestly scared beyond belief that because I had left out of my confusion, because I still hadn't managed to let the dust settle by that time point, I was still fearing for her life. I was scared that I was wrong for staying away from Cecilia after leaving, but this woman kept reassuring me that everything will be fine and that I must just watch and be patient and I will see. But as time came closer, or let me backtrack just a little. After the three initial tests with Cecilia, Cecilia started to suspect that something was horribly wrong, that I was starting to realize the truth. So she began sending endless text messages, endless phone calls, trying to persuade me, manipulate me, into saying that this is exactly what her father wanted. He wanted to feed me lies, just so that I would leave Cecilia and it would leave her more vulnerable, because I was the only one in the group that she could fully trust. I was the only one that could properly look after her, at least financially as well. So by me leaving made her vulnerable, and her father could ultimately then kill her. And alongside that reasoning, which was the main reasoning, Cecilia listed many other things. She tried endlessly, begging and pleading very innocently to try and get me back, very brilliantly manipulative. And in all honesty, Cecilia's pleads and her nonsense lies, it tore me up even more, because it made me even more confused. Because I was hearing her voice, sounding so innocent, somewhat making logical sense as to her explanations, which were quite a number of explanations. It was just making the chaos worse in my mind. I didn't know whether I should stay or go. I was confused. And when it came for my usual time point during the following week for me to see Cecilia, and this woman seeing that I might still potentially go back, this woman then, I suppose to cut to the chase, she threatened me herself. But at that time point, it was a life-saving threat. She said to me that if I dare step foot back in Krugersdorp, if I dare go back to Cecilia, then I'm not allowed back in her house. It was a very harsh threat. It was a very hard threat. Her tone of voice and everything about the look on her face took me by surprise. It scared me. But I there and then decided that even amongst the confusion in my mind, the extreme confusion, Like I said, I can't even begin to explain. I decided that I won't go back to Krugersdorp. I won't go back to see Cecilia. And even though I hadn't solidly or wholeheartedly grasped the full truth of everything, I was still completely confused in this time point. My confusion, for the first time in my life, making a decision out of confusion, for once, actually saved me my life, which I had no idea would have, but it actually did. Because if I had have gone back, I would have stepped back into one of two scenarios. Either I would have been more trapped than before, like Rhea was, or Cecilia would have killed me. It was one or the other. So out of confusion, I decided to stay away, just at least until the dust settled within my own mindset, just until I could have time alone to piece things together and to make sense of something. And that ultimately saved me my life. Out of confusion, I stayed away. I didn't know the full truth, because at that time point, I didn't really know what the full truth really was. I was honestly just confused. But now, with me not returning to Cecilia, this just made Cecilia even more desperate to try and get me back. So she would send countless text messages pretending they were from other occult members, including her father. And then even messages from herself. But the messages from Cecilia were sweet, polite, innocent, pleading. The messages from, well, the supposed messages from her father and occult members were threatening, were harsh, they were mean. And all these messages I would literally receive minutes apart, going from sweet pleading messages to harsh threatening messages, bouncing from one extreme to the other, minutes apart, for an entire day, every single day. This went on for quite a while, and this is when it started leading up to Halloween, where the dust still hadn't settled in my mind yet. I was still confused and still honestly paranoid for Cecilia's life. I was, within my own mind, I was honestly, solidly sure that she was going to be killed that Halloween. All simply because I wasn't there to help her with more medicine, anything that she needed with being able to heal, to get better. For finances, for anything of the sort regarding being attacked by the occult. And as time got closer to Halloween, the messages that I would receive were more extreme. And I recall sitting in the TV room with this woman, watching the messages coming in by different, supposedly different people. How they would go from being sweet and pleading to then nasty and outright rude to back to being sweet and pleading to being basically wanting to blackmail or threaten. The extremes were even more extreme the closer that Halloween came. And the entire time, this woman kept reassuring me not to panic, and she kept pointing out the contradictions even within Cecilia's own messages herself. Never mind the fact that the other messages from the other supposed occult members were also vastly extreme, because they were also going from sweet to threatening, and it continued non-stop up until Halloween. So again, even through paranoia and confusion, I still held back because I didn't know what to do. And I'm the type of person that I need to make sure. I need to overthink something to make sure that this is the right decision in order to do it. my decision needs to be solidly set, unwavered. And I was very, very unsteady. I had no idea what to do. And this was a supposed desperate scenario or set of scenarios after I had left Cecilia. So, as far as my mind can grasp, this was probably the first and only time in my life that I had consciously made a decision in complete confusion. And ultimately, it saved my life. I had never planned to leave Cecilia. I was questioning beforehand, but I had no confirmations. I needed solid proof, and I hadn't reached that point yet. And little did Cecilia know that with her planning for me to move in with someone else so that she could maintain a more watchful eye over me and possibly even more control over me was actually a plan that backfired in her own face, because the very next day, in total confusion, was when I had left her group. And in total confusion, I made a decision that ultimately ended up saving my life.